8.0, very nice. And give it up for Carol Harris.
So I appreciate being called last because my husband said we're leaving right at 10. So, so manners. Manners, it was very difficult for me to think about this in a huge form. However, grief comes to mind. With me, I go back about 19 years, almost 19 years, and in a funeral home. And in that funeral home, I was to stand there alongside my husband with my kids and greet every single person. Now let me take you back a week before that. We got a phone call. Well, actually, he had the police come to the door. And then I had a phone call when I was at work. And being as polite as I am, I go and answer the phone. You know, University Club, this is Carol, how may I help you? All I heard was, accident, Christopher killed. To take you to that moment, it's like here I am, polite one moment, but then I'm in the same instance calling over to my assistant, throwing my keys, and would you mind driving me home because I know I can do it? So she turned around and she said, of course. Ran back to the kitchen, got some chicken fingers because she knew I had two other kids at home. And so I very politely said, are you sure you want to drive me? Because if it's okay. So me and my polite self, I never want to put anybody out. So I get home, and in that moment, I'm thanking the neighbors who have suddenly heard all the screams coming from the house because, of course, my husband is going through what he was going through, and the kids, the two younger kids who were there, had no idea. As I take you through these moments, politeness was never a question. I was polite to them and polite to the neighbors, polite to when we flew out in the airplane, the airport, everyone very, very thankful and grateful for helping us out in this time of need. What happened was my parents had taken our two oldest and my younger sister on a trip from Michigan to New Jersey, and the van rolled. We lost three people, and 19 years later, you have those moments that you cry and moments that you don't. So we lost three people suddenly. We lost my son, who was 10, my sister was 25, and my mother. Throughout that, I learned a lot of lessons about how to maintain grace and how to maintain politeness, because these people didn't have to help. They didn't have to help us get through the airport. They didn't have to help us go through the steps of talking to coroners and doctors, and because we still had another child who was in the hospital with only a broken finger, having witnessed all of this. So thanking the doctors and thanking the people. And then thanking there was a house, it was like a Ronald McDonald House across the way, thanking every single person, still maintaining the politeness all the way through. I can't say the rest of my family did. I can't say that every single person that we ran into was understanding of why it was so important for me to be grateful and so important for me to thank everyone. So we get to the funeral, and I have several siblings, and my father was still under morphine from the accident, from all of the surgeries, and my husband and I sat straight front and center. This is a triple funeral that we have to endure with close to 1,000 people coming through the funeral home for one of them or another, for my sister, my son, my mother. And we go through every moment of each person coming in. And I have to be grateful. I have to tell them I'm sorry for their pain. And I'm sorry for them hurting. And I'm sorry he's not going to be there for you. And I'm sorry my mother's not going to be there for you. And all of this time, I wanted to scream And still 19 years later, I wanted to scream, what the hell am I going through? So, in those moments, and ever since, when someone comes up to me and they ask me how many children I have, and I say, I have to really hesitate, because is this a person that I want to be polite to and say it's three and have to not give any other explanation? Or is this a person that I can be myself and authentic and say, I've got four. Three of them we look after, and one looks after us. But all again, through all of this, it's my consciousness of making sure that their feelings and their emotions and their moments are not disturbed by what I go through every day. So when I think about politeness, I'm never ungrateful. I'm always thankful. I always go through every moment with holding the door for the person that's 25 feet away, because heaven forbid. And yet, I still want to scream that I just don't want to be polite anymore. So thank you.
Carol Harris.